Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Coming up at the top of the hour in our entertainment report, two celebrities had a hard time with overzealous fans. We'll talk about Mike Tyson's incident on an airplane and how Keke Palmer's privacy was violated recently. We'll get all into that, okay, at the top of the hour. But right now it is time for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building, ready for your love questions. Charlinda in New Jersey says, my sister and I fell out over you, Mr. CLO. I told her that you said men and women can't be friends. I bet her $100 that her platonic friend would hit her in the face, would hit on her if he was drunk. I don't know where I got hit her in the face from. Would hit on her when he was drunk. And lo and behold, it happened right in front of me. She doesn't want to pay up now, but I won fair and square. How do I get my money, Mr. CLO? Well,
I'm the chief love officer. I ain't the chief collection officer. See, they're two different titles. I told her what I said to her. Mm-hmm. She didn't believe. Now, how you get your 100? I can't help you, sweetie. Mm-hmm. I really can't. I can't help you. Why don't you just be satisfied with the fact that you were right? You're not finna get 100. And I can't. Now, I could tell you how to get the 100. See, sometimes it ain't the 100 I be after. When I win a bet, you don't have to pay me the money. Sometimes I get it out in other ways. But I'm gonna get $100 worth, though.
She wants to know. That's what she wants to know, though. How does she get her money?
Well, I can't help her get her money, Shirley. I'm not a collection officer. See, I can punish you on the radio with jokes. I can release something about you on Instagram. I could do a lot of things to get my money out you. But I don't know how she don't want to lose her friendship over $100. You was just right.
Her sister. This is with her sister.
Oh, your sister ain't gonna pay you. Yeah.
Break a rear view.
All right. All right. Johnny in Lexington says, I'm a 30-year-old daddy's girl, and my mom recently told me that I need to get my own man. That really hurt, especially since I've had failed relationships because I'm looking for a man like my dad. How can she be so cruel? Is it jealousy?
Who? Her mother told her that?
Yeah, her mom told her to get her own man because she's a daddy's girl. She's 30 years old.
Yeah, she told you that. Yeah. Yeah. There is some jealousy in there because she tired of that. But, you know, you trying to find somebody like your daddy, but you can't find somebody like your daddy in your daddy and at your daddy's house. So I don't know what to do. If you're just sitting around the house looking at your daddy, waiting on him to come up to the door and ring the doorbell, it's probably not going to happen. You know, make yourself more available. Let the possibility of you be made known on a wider scale. Get on the dating site, you know, get your two telephones on this dating site and start seeing what's out there. Just make yourself, you ain't got to go hunting, just make yourself available. You ain't got to do no swiping right and swiping left. You ain't got to get into that. They gonna swipe for you. They gonna look for you. Hunters will find you.
Okay. All right. She's really a little upset with her mom. You know that because she's thinking
well,
her mom
whatever,
being
you know, ain't nothing you can do about your mama because your mama crazy.
Moving on to Essence in Buffalo. Essence says, my husband and I are in our mid-50s and we used to be swingers until his ED stopped our fun. I'm fine with him pleasing me in other ways, but he keeps encouraging me to hang out with our old group if I need to. Would that be selfish?
Well, you know, the fact that you asking about the old group is something you thinking about doing. What are you asking me? Would that be selfish? He done told you to go hang out with the group if you need to. What he need to do is fix that damn problem, though, because it is fixable, homie. That's what you need to do. Go get your blood work done. Go to a qualified urologist. And they got all types of stuff out here. You got to be sitting up there. Unless you just wore yourself out. Now, that could have happened. He just could be exhausted.
Yeah, mid-50 swingers. Yeah.
Mid-50. He ain't got much left.
Well, all right. So go to the doctor is what you're saying to this couple.
The dude need to go to the doctor, man.
Okay.
They got things out here now. Get yourself some help.
You know how sometimes black men don't like to go to the doctor. That's what they say.
I tell you what black men really don't like. Mm-hmm. Just laying over there. Yeah. Think your ass don't like the doctor. How about your ass just laying over there? Ain't nothing going on. How about that? Get you some early morning activity back in your life, boy.
Go to the doctor. All right. All right, moving on to Rayanne in Southfield. Rayanne says, I'm dating a man that loves to shop for me, and he bought a dress that's too small. I don't want to tell him that I need a size 16 instead. Should I sneak to the mall and exchange it myself or be honest? And embarrassed about my dress size.
Ooh, ain't nothing wrong with a 16.
Listen to me. Mm-hmm. He your man. It don't. Yeah. The number don't mean nothing to him. Mm-hmm. He like what he like.
Okay.
He loves to shop for you. He just don't know the right size to buy. Mm-hmm. If he was bothered by your size, he'd be shopping for a different person. But he keeps shopping to buy you stuff. He just don't know the number. See, it looks so good to him. He don't see 16. He see what he like. Now, to him, that might be a 12.
Yeah. You got it going on, Ran, in other words.
Ain't nothing wrong with the 16, though, y'all.
You know, see, you tripping. You know, he holding dresses up to light on racks and stuff. You can't do that.
Yeah, so she should go and exchange it.
Just go and exchange it. You ain't got to get into nothing.
You don't have to sneak in. Just go exchange it. That's it.
Ain't nothing wrong with this 16.
Go and exchange it. They have your size down now.
But she's saying, you know, she's embarrassed and all of that. Should she be?
Why are you embarrassed when you said you got a man that loves to shop for you? Mm-hmm. He like dressing up the package he like. This man just don't know the right number to buy. It don't matter to him that you are 16.
Yeah, simple fix, Rayan. Don't make problems where there are none.
Man, see, you feeling guilty about something? That's your issue. He don't have that issue. He keep buying clothes for you. If he had a real issue with your size, he'd be looking for somebody that was a different size.
Okay, I hope you heard that, Rayan. I hope you heard that.
Size 16 and up. Whole lot of butt. And a short haircut. Oh, Lord, don't
Kirby
make me
girls.
Lord.
All right, thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.